The Canary Keeper by Claire Carson. Narrated by Sarah Cullum. Lady Franklin's Lament. We were homeward bound one night on the deep. Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream, and I thought it true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the pole, where we poor sailors do sometimes go. Through cruel hardships they vainly strove. Their ships on mountains of ice were drove. Only the Eskimo with his skin canoe was the only one that ever came through. In Baffin's Bay, where the whale fish blow, the fate of Franklin no man may know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin alone with his sailors do dwell. And now my burden it gives me pain. For my long-lost Franklin I would cross the main. £10,000 I would freely give to know on earth that my Franklin do live. Prologue. London, June 1841. She still can't believe they'll hang him, even though she can see the hook is dangling from the gallows ready for the noose. She turns her head away. She doesn't want to look. She didn't want to come at all, but Frank insisted, and she's been here since the muggy dawn, jammed between her brother and the belly of a drunken stranger. And now the crowd is seething. A seller of rotten apples boos, impatient for the kill, then shoves her aside to get a better view. She stumbles, almost slips beneath the crush, steadies herself and gulps a mouthful of stale air that tastes of piss and sweat and porter.
I'm leaving,
Birdie says. You'll stay, Frank replies.
I feel faint.
Don't tell me you're going to have one of your funny turns again. He grabs her arm, twists it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?